I'm Mitch Wertley with this VPR News. Democratic incumbent Governor Peter Shumlin easily won his party's primary yesterday, and Pomfret businessman Scott Milne won the Republican Party nomination to run for governor. Two candidates for statewide office are looking to turn write-in campaigns in the primary as a springboard into the general election. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Libertarian candidate for governor Dan Feliciano and progressive candidate for lieutenant governor Dean Corin say Tuesday's results signal widespread support for their candidacies.
Paul Dame, a 32-year-old Republican candidate for the Vermont House, spent a sunny Tuesday outside the polling station in his hometown of Essex. But Dame had more on his mind than his own political fortunes, and he's among a growing number of Vermont Republicans who have adopted Libertarian candidate for governor Dan Feliciano as one of their own.
I think Dan is really tapping into something. I mean, 3 weeks ago, a lot of people didn't even know who he was. And in a very short time, with a very small budget, but a great message, he's either starting a movement or starting a rebellion.
If it is a movement, it's still a very modest one. But unofficial elections results Tuesday night showed Feliciano might have taken a double-digit percentage of the Republican vote despite not being on the ballot. His showing is thanks to a four-week-old writing campaign. Feliciano says he's disappointed not to have won, but he says the results demonstrate a hunger among Vermont conservatives for an alternative to the winner of Tuesday's GOP primary, Scott Milne.
Hopefully this is a good enough showing to get me included in the major debates.
The Secretary of State was reporting only the raw number of write-in votes Tuesday night. The identities of those names won't be available until later this week. But Feliciano was the only candidate waging a write-in campaign in the race, and he says he's taking his fight onward into the general election, where he'll be on the ballot as a Libertarian.
We're in this to win this whole thing. We're not here just to make a statement and to raise the issues.
In the other closely watched writing campaign, progressive candidate for Lieutenant Governor Dean Corin looked to be on track to garner at least a few thousand votes in the Democratic primary. Again, the names on those write-in ballots weren't readily available Tuesday night, but Corin was the only candidate actively campaigning in that race.
Well, it is encouraging to see the high number of write-ins, because we have been encouraging people to do that on the Democratic ballot.
Outside the Ward 1 polling station in Burlington Tuesday, flanked by three Democratic lawmakers, Corin spearheaded a group ALS bucket challenge.
We're here at the Ward 1 poll because voting is
hot!
And stepping out ALS would be
cool!
One, two, three!
The bipartisan makeup of the soggy participants was the real message Tuesday. Assuming he wins the Democratic nomination, Corin will now look to convince party faithful that he can be the, quote, unity candidate to take out popular Republican incumbent Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott.
We obviously need a lot of people to do the work of getting the vote out in November. You know, we have an off year, and we need a lot more votes to come out in order to unseat an incumbent Republican.
Corin will ask Democrats for a formal endorsement next month. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.